The Czech double Olympic speed skating champion Martina Sáblíková has reached the podium at a World Cup event for the first time this season, after coming second behind Jillian Rukard of the US in the 3,000 metres in Berlin. A week previously, Sáblíková had missed the opening World Cup meeting of the season when she was laid low with intestinal flu. And after Saturday's race, the 23-year-old was clearly delighted to have got her first points on the board.
I'm really glad about the result. I'd really like to thank everyone who convinced me that I would manage to get better in a week and things would work out well. My trainer told me I had it in me to reach the podium today, and that gave me encouragement. I told myself not to give up and to fight until the end.
Cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer also rose from his sickbed to compete at the weekend. Bauer, who is 33, only decided at the last minute to take part in the 15-kilometre free technique in his sport's first World Cup meeting of the winter at Sweden's Gällivare. It was worth his while too, as the Czech came eighth in Sunday's race, a result he said he was extremely pleased with considering his lack of training. Czech ice hockey continues to be rocked by one of the biggest affairs in the history of the Extraliga, with three clubs docked points for failure to register players correctly. Mladá Boleslav have been stripped of 22 points, Plzeň 19 and Kladno 6, and all are now at the bottom of the table. Announcing the decision on Friday, Extraliga boss Stanislav Schulz said he had decided not to award the deducted points to the clubs against whom the three had fielded unregistered players.
Whoever didn't earn points on the ice gains no advantage. That's why I decided to not make use of the first alternative, which would have been the clearest and cleanest approach and most commonly used in hockey. I decided on the least worst, the least painful solution.
While Kladno have accepted the decision, Mladá Boleslav and Plzeň say they're considering legal action. Meanwhile, the latter's forward Tomáš Vlasák could face disciplinary action after a stinging verbal attack on Schulz, calling him an arrogant puppet. Finally, football, and the main talking point of the last weekend before the Czech league's winter break, was the further reduction in Viktoria Plzeň's lead. 3 rounds ago, Plzeň were a whopping 12 points in front, and some pundits were backing them to become champions for the first time in the club's history. However, that lead has faded rapidly, with their latest setback a 1-0 defeat at Bohemians 1905 on Friday. Second-placed Sparta Prague pounced on the chance to catch up, beating Česká Budějovice 2-0, with goals from the free-scoring African duo of Leonard Kweke and Boney Wilfried. That result leaves Sparta just 4 points off the pace and sets up an exciting second half of the season when play resumes on the last weekend of February. And that's all the sport for today.
My thanks to Ian Willoughby for that.